Caring people make the difference at American Senior Communities. Click on the American Senior Communities logo or go to ASCSeniorCare.com for information about services, locations, and special stories of seniors.
Welcome back to Caregiver Crossing on 93 WIBC. Terry Stacy, along with Tina McIntosh. We are thrilled to be here with you today. Thank you to our friends at American Senior Communities. In fact, we're going to talk a little bit about one of those communities called Harrison Terrace with our friend Sue Spencer, who is a caregiver. And Sue, we're glad to have you with us this morning. Good morning.
Thank you. And Terry, I don't know how much you know about Sue's experience, but Sue, you, if I have this correct, you were a former neighbor to someone who is living currently at Harrison Terrace.
Yes.
Okay. And so tell us a little bit, first of all, what is her name?
Marie Baker.
Marie. And tell us a little bit about your relationship. You lived next to her for 20 years?
Yeah, and we've been very good friends. I've been friends with her family. And when they moved about 10 years ago, she and her husband, we still continued a good friendship. So when she went into Harrison Terrace, it just continued.
Yeah. So, you know, living, were you right next door to each other?
Yes.
So when you're living right next door to somebody for 20 years, I mean, that is, I described my cul-de-sac recently, Terry, as it's kind of like a college campus for adults. I mean,
okay.
It's, you know, you're borrowing things, you're in and
sure.
out of each other's homes. I mean, you really get to know your neighbors,
yes.
right?
Yes.
And so I would imagine you shared a lot of good times, a lot of celebrations together in 20 years.
Yes, we did.
And what did you start to see that changed with her?
Marie's had dementia for over 10 years, and it just started with slow memory loss and just forgetting to do things, but it was a very gradual decline to get to like where she is now. But she has problems remembering, but she doesn't have problems enjoying things. Like she still laughs, she still likes music, she likes getting out. So all of that is still kind of the same where she enjoys things. It's just her memory
sure.
and cognitive abilities.
Her heart is still the same.
Yes.
Is she still with her husband, Bill? Are they together
yes.
in Harrison Terrace?
No, he lives in a condo right in the neighborhood.
Okay, so he's still,
they're still close.
They're separated though. She's at Harrison Terrace and he's in another location.
Yes.
Okay.
So I want to go back to the neighbor thing, and maybe this just because I've got fantastic neighbors on my cul-de-sac, and we have all these good times together, and I'm just picturing myself, Sue, in your situation where you start to see that memory loss and some decline at that time. As a neighbor, how did you end up having that conversation either with Sue or with her husband, Bill, or with the family who I believe lives out of state?
Correct. Her children live out of state, but her daughter's here frequently, and she noticed the decline also.
Because we see a lot of times that particularly adult children, when they come back, will go to a neighbor and will say, have you noticed that the trash isn't going out on the right day, or you know, the house just isn't taken care of the same way, or have you seen mom get out in the car recently? And so they'll come to someone just like you to see if there's been a challenge.
Yes. And fortunately, her husband was very good with her and made sure that, I mean, all of her needs were met, and so he was very helpful that way as well.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. We had an author on recently for a book that is about this very thing, and she was talking about 1 + 1 = 1. And so a lot of times, you know, I'm going to take this situation and say that Marie plus Bill, together they could kind of cover for each other a little bit.
Yes.
And, you know, we're hearing that a lot. It makes a lot of sense to me. So when they said they were going to make that transition over to Harrison Terrace, how involved or how were you supportive as a neighbor?
Marie had fallen and broken her hip and was at another American Senior Community. And so she went from there to Harrison Terrace. And her daughter was here at the time. And with her memory issues, they thought that would be the best place for her.
Sure.
And I agree. It's been great there.
Those broken hips, yeah, Terry.
I know it. We fear it. As we go into the winter months, that is a fear among seniors, is falling and breaking a hip. And
it really changes everything.
It really does change everything.
We need to talk a little bit more in the show about how to not fall, how to prevent that falling.
Well, yeah.
And come up with something really spectacular that is fall protection.
Well, I think about it now when I fall.
How often do
52?
You fall?
I fall all the time.
Do
I'll
you?
I'll just fall.
Stop
I'm like one of those fainting goats. You know? I'll just be standing there and all of a sudden, bam, I'm down.
Well, you got to watch breaking those hips
because these things,
I mean, they really do happen, Sue. We see this all the time that people fall and they either end up in rehab and into long-term care, or we see, you know, because then you're lying down and then we see pneumonia and it's really a decline. And so aside from now, I can't stop thinking about Terry as a fainting goat. let's go back to talking about Marie.
Well, yeah, because I think everybody is lucky to have someone like Marie, to have a Sue Spencer come to your house, come and be that close to you. I really think, and I don't know if there's anything medically studied about this, but I think it's a dose of medicine when you have people that care for you and come to see you and while you're in a different location. I think there's something very medicinal about Sue coming to see her.
Well, there has to be, and we actually, in studio with us is Terry House from Harris and Terrace. Hello, Terry.
Hello.
And so tell us a little bit about what it is that you see. You see Sue come in and she might take Marie and her husband Bill out to dinner or lunch. What does that mean to them?
Well, it's normal for them. It means that they're continuing their relationship, and it's just an ongoing matter of, you know, being neighbors and sitting together. The three of them use our great room area for meals that they maybe bring in or just, you know, sit together. Maybe they'll go out for ice cream and come back. Sue's always got a treat, always bringing something good in. We always have great discussions about where they've been to eat and what new thing they tried or what the special is. But it just allows, Marie and Bill to still have that normal relationship, because Sue's there to support Bill and provide, the assistance that they need to be able to go out into the community. Wouldn't necessarily be the safest situation, for the two of them to venture out together. So Sue is that stabilizing force and provides the normalcy, and the everyday, everyday things that everybody wants to do. Everybody wants to, go out and have a meal, or, go out for a car ride, or, just do the things that they have always enjoyed doing.
Well, Sue, what you do is allow them to have dates, too. I mean, I made my list.
Allow them to have dates, yeah.
Yeah. They're going out for a meal together, sure. And they have a reason to get up and get ready and brush teeth and, put on the nice clothes. And so here's my list. You're the driver. You're the chaperone of sorts, right? I mean, you got to make sure everybody gets back to where they need to be. You're the friend. Mm-hmm. You're the advocate. I mean, there are a lot of things that you are for Marie and her husband, Bill, which I think is beautiful. I want to know what you get out of the relationship.
I get a lot out of it. Marie's been a very, very good friend, and it makes me feel good to know I'm helping. So I get as much out of it as I give. I really do.
Well, because it sounds like you give a lot. We could all use a Sue in our lives. And I'm just saying, Terry and I also like treats. And, it's early. It's Saturday mornings here down at the station.
Well, you're seriously not asking Sue to go get you a hamburger or something, right?
No, it's too early for a hamburger. I'm just wanting her to know we're here. And sometimes we get a little lonely.
If we're asking, it's not too early for a hamburger for me, Sue. Anyway.
Well, Sue, we're so grateful that you do what you do. And
really
for your big heart. And,
being a good friend. Inspire others to do it. It means a great deal to that person that's at Harrison's Terrace or wherever they may be.
Okay, thank you.
Speaking of Harrison Terrace, Terry, how do we find you?
You can contact us by phone, area code 317-353-6270, or you can look for us on Facebook, or you can also check the website ascseniorcare.com/Harrison Terrace or search for Harrison Terrace.
Terry, perfect. Thank you. Terry House, thank you very much for being here with Harrison Terrace. And also Sue Spencer, what a pleasure to meet you. This is Caregiver Crossing. We're glad you're here. The news is next on 93 WIBC.